Lenny Doe sports a Yankees hat and jersey with a thick New York accent to match. He self-describes as a people person, but right now his face is somber. He's trying to get his 78-year-old mother with Alzheimer's to use the restroom. Come on, it isn't easy.
You gotta go to the bathroom. The bathroom is right there, Mom. Go ahead to the bathroom. All right. Come on. Come on. All right, Mom. I didn't say about the chair. You said you gotta go to the bathroom. Come on.
Caring for his mother is not Doe's only struggle. In 1999, he was shot in the head 4 times. No one expected him to survive. But he did. His mother nursed him back to health, so 4 years ago, when he found out she had Alzheimer's, he wanted to care for her. Later health complications resulted in his regular use of a wheelchair. Doctors think stress from caregiving contributed to his decline in health. Doe isn't sure, but says it doesn't matter.
You can't never repay your parents for nothing, for all that they do for their kids anyway. I just wanted to show them my appreciation.
It's very common for caregivers to neglect their own health. The National Center of Caregiving says the results can be increased levels of stress, depression, and even premature death. Most people will take on caregiving duties at some point in their life, according to a report released by the AARP, but many have little to no training.
It's not like we say as we're going to college, oh yes, and probably another responsibility that I'll have in the future will be caregiving.
That's Paula Hudson. She's the manager of the Adele Institute, which opened late last year. According to officials at its partner, the Rosalind Carter Institute for Caregiving, Adele may be the only institute in the state that provides direct hands-on training to caregivers.
We recognize that, you know, there was definitely a void in the community with regards to helping caregivers.
But if so many are struggling, why not just get professional assistance?
In-home care is very expensive.
And many don't want to put their loved ones in a facility. According to Deborah Haggerty, assistant nursing professor at Armstrong State University and former caregiver.
I was paying $18 an hour for 24-hour care.
That's over $3,000 a week. She didn't qualify for Medicaid, so the costs were split between Haggerty and her mom. Caregiver Lenny Doe is watching his mother's brain deteriorate before his eyes. She's cradling a teddy bear she believes is her child.
And my baby, cutest little thing I ever was.
He says he's stressed every day, but he won't give up.
I'm not a quitter. I don't let nothing stop me or slow me down from doing what I need to do.
Despite his determination, Doe says he still has moments of doubt. The Adele Institute hopes to give caregivers like Doe the tools, training, and support they need to keep caring for their loved ones. For GPB News, I'm Gabrielle Ware in Savannah.